Benedictus Domini. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre, Amen. Mater fortissima, in nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. First of all, thank you. Thank you for your questions. What does worship of Latria mean? Well, there are two words in English. In general, to worship in Latin means either honorare or de vovere as the verbs. However, the Church distinguished between three types. There is dulia, there is hyperdulia, and there's latria. The lowest kind of worship is dulia. And that worship, and look at the word worship, you see the English language is so mixed up, you never know what we mean in English, honestly. So, sometimes people would say, well, we worship only God. That is not correct. As Catholics, we may use the word worship. We better worship the angels and saints. So the angels and saints, the worship given to them is called dulia. So, angels and saints. Then, hyperdulia. The highest form of worship of a creature is for the Blessed Virgin. And still worship, you see, worship for us Catholics, worship is a general term which has, we could put down here, the highest form of worship is latria. And that is given to whom? Yeah, what would you expect? To God. To Christ. So, now, remember the context in which the word Latria occurs. Remember. Was it from something you read, or? So, given this fact of faith, Trent could logically go on to declare that the only begotten Son is to be adored in the Holy Sacrament of the Eucharist with the worship of Latria, including external worship. Now, a good definition for Latria is adoration. What I found, and sisters, I'm not just playing with words when I tell you that English is not a Catholic language. It just isn't. You never know when a person uses the English language what they mean. I did tell you, didn't I, sisters, what happened when they were writing the unabridged, remember? The big unabridged English dictionary. They spent millions of dollars. After years of research, they decided it is no longer possible to write an English dictionary which defines the meaning of a single word. Do you hear me, sisters? This is, in Italian, molto importante. Very important. And you people for whom English, am I correct, most of you, English is not your native language. Thank the Lord. But English is now, as far as I know, English is now the most widely spoken language, single language in the world. And I would say, you missionaries of charity, thank the Lord that, well, part of your penance, your mortification, is to learn English. But, and I'm not joking when I say this, sisters, our duty is to Catholicize the English language. Am I clear? In other words, when we use a word in English, no problem, but be sure we give it a Catholic meaning. And we know what word we can use. Now, the word in Latin, the three words in Latin, dulia, hyperdulia, and latria. Those are the nouns for the, well, they may use the word then, worship, but then the worship of anyone below God is veneration. That's what I use. And sisters, one reason that I write so much is I want to make sure that the English-speaking world, as far as I can influence it, will have a Catholic understanding of the English words. That's why I wrote a dictionary. And we can do a great deal. This is very apostolic work, sisters, to know what word to use in English to mean what we as Catholics believe. And consequently, we can practice veneration. We can venerate the angels and the saints. In English, we don't have a noun or a verb for the special veneration of Our Lady. We just don't have it in English. However, when we speak of either Christ or God, we should never use any other word except adore. Adoration should be, but as you know, my heavens, English vocabulary, love stories. For example, a young man writes to a young woman, "I adore you. You are adorable." Lord, help us. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, because we have to use some sounds, strange sounds, to identify ideas. And the key is that we Catholics use certain sounds when we write certain, well, scribbling on the paper to represent certain ideas that we Catholics understand what those words mean. So, thank you for that. Making confessions. Is it necessary to say the number of the venial sins? No. To receive valid absolution, that means to gain the grace from the sacrament of penance. All that is necessary is first, then I identify some sin